I'm Melissa, and today I'm going to help you learn how to organize for online learning success. If you're taking a course on campus, you'll meet with your instructor and the other students. In this traditional environment, you will be reminded multiple times when assignments are due. In an online environment, however, it's up to you to remind yourself. Luckily, there are a lot of tools out there to help you get started. But first, it's important to get organized. In this module, we'll talk about how to organize your physical study space, organize your course materials, and develop a scheduling system that will help you turn all of your coursework in on time. But before we start, I want to draw your attention to the bottom of the screen, where you will see a section labeled Helpful Tips. Throughout the module, we will reveal valuable tips and tricks to help you organize yourself and space and your time. You'll want to check each of these out as they appear. So, what does it take to be organized? Take control of your physical space. When are you most productive? In what kind of setup? Everyone's preferences will be different, but once you've answered these questions for yourself, create a place where your priority can be concentrating on schoolwork. First, identify what time of day you are most productive. Are you most alert and fresh in the morning? Do you prefer to work at night when you've gotten other things you need to accomplish during the day already done? Or is there some other time of the day that works best for your studies? It can really help to set up some kind of schedule so you know when you will be sitting down to accomplish the requirements for your course. Second, decide where to study. Some people prefer to work at home. Others find that setting too tempting or distracting. Some prefer the quiet of a library, while others appreciate the background activity they find at a cafe. Make sure you have a plan B location in case your first location doesn't work out on any given day. Maybe someone in your home is having company over, or there isn't any more seating available at Starbucks. But at the end of the day, it's like the ancient Greek saying goes, know thyself. Third, what conditions will enable you to concentrate and learn most effectively within your study space? Your motivation can be influenced by noise level, temperature, and light in the place you choose. So bring a sweater. Well, maybe not that one. Pack some headphones or do anything else that will allow you to tailor your environment to your personal preferences. Once you find what works best for you, you can make the adjustments you need to be comfortable and get to work. The second element you will have to organize is your course materials. You may prefer working with hard copies that you can print out and write on, or you may appreciate the ease and flexibility that comes with working digitally. Most students use a combination of both, depending on the course or a given assignment, but both require you to set up a reliable and convenient system so you can stay on top of your work. If you like to work with hard or physical printed copies, find a place where you can keep all of your school materials, books, notes, assignments, binders, and a calendar. Keep a stash of basic office supplies, pens, highlighters, paper, a stapler, binders, folders, index cards, or any other study aids you might need. Who doesn't enjoy shopping for school supplies? Create an organizational style that works for you. The internet can be a really helpful tool here. A quick Google search or a few minutes on a visual bookmark site like Pinterest might give you some helpful tips and ideas that could actually make a practical task like organizing exciting and, dare we say, enjoyable. If, on the other hand, you prefer the ease and convenience that comes with electronic or digital system, you still have many options for how to organize your materials. Again, you'll still want to have a place where you can store and find your materials. Which device will you keep your materials on? Where will you store your backups? If you're saving your files on different devices, you may find yourself wasting a lot of time trying to locate a particular document. Avoid this by creating an electronic organizational system that works well for you. You may want to store your files on your own personal computer, or you may want to take advantage of publicly available computers and store your work on a removable hard drive. Any of these hardware options, or combinations of them, should work just fine. Another option is to keep your files in the cloud or in online storage. This may mean emailing yourself copies of assignments, or tapping into the free resources offered by cloud-based services. If your files are saved in the cloud, you will be able to access them from anywhere, as long as you have access to the internet. Some examples of cloud-based storage services include iCloud, Box, Dropbox, Amazon Cloud Drive, Google Drive, or Evernote. The last thing you'll need to organize is your time. The first thing you'll want to do when you sign up for an online class is read the syllabus thoroughly and familiarize yourself with class requirements and assignment due dates. Write these down immediately. It will help you get an idea of what the rest of the term will look like and how the course will be paced. Above all, it will make sure that you don't have any surprises midway through the term. You won't want to realize that your first big essay is due the day before the midterm when it's too late to get either assignment done well. Congratulations! Now that you have completed this module, you should be well on your way for organizational success. Because online learning is so flexible, you can really tailor the experience to your own personal preferences. Simply find what works and stick to it. And remember, each lesson in this series includes a variety of instructional aids, activities, and additional resources. Be sure to check those materials out if you are looking for more ideas to help you get organized.